B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Is it?
It's Wednesday.
Let's do a show. Let's do a show right now. What are we doing?
The one thing that I've always wanted to do is learn how to be a radio DJ.
Good luck with that.
You are very, very boring.
You have the worst voice I've ever heard.
You're a loser.
Well, good luck in radio.
I don't need luck. I need talent.
Wait, what time is it?
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Yes, the Lauren and Wally morning show is on the air here. WRR, a little cool out there this morning. 24 degrees, but it's going to get cooler. Be prepared. Okay?
It's going to be chilly. I guess winter is here, right?
Yes, I think we have to admit it. We can't be denying it anymore. It is here. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things we're going to have to look ahead to today because, as you know, the Patriots are going to be in Kansas City. Big football game coming up this weekend. Unfortunately, Seoul is, at the same time, the Polar Vortex is going to be there, too.
Boy.
And they say that this could be one of the coldest games in the history of the National Football League.
Wow.
Anywhere from a couple of degrees below zero to 10 above.
Yep. Right? So that's going to be something to keep your eye on for the weekend, okay?
We have hand warmers.
Yeah. At least. At least. Okay, we got your Dirty Laundry coming up today. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry at 7:45?
Well, we have Anna Faris, Chris Pratt's ex-wife, responding to his new engagement, and that's kind of exciting. I also want to talk about Caitlin Ohashi, you know that gymnast who got a 10 in UCLA?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Her story is amazing. So we're going to talk about that this morning.
The injuries alone.
Well, yeah, but I think my favorite part of her story is about the finding joy, because that's hard.
Okay. Let me see. Other things we're covering for you this morning. Does the Queen eat pizza? Probably something you've always wondered.
Every time I order pizza, yeah. I'm like, does the queen
Does the queen eat pizza? Do you ever think about that? What kind of pizza do you suppose she would eat? And, oh, yes, this is something I know you've probably been wondering all your life. Can you eat a flamingo? We have the answer to that.
I don't think you'd want to. They smell.
Coming
smell
up awful. This morning, okay?
We got to talk about the new Nikes that came out. I'm very excited about. And I had no idea Hank is, too.
I am so excited. I did all my research, and I'm thinking I'm going to pay bust-out retail for these babies.
These are $350, Hank.
Yeah. You want to know what? Some things are worth it, Lauren.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Especially shoes.
Yeah.
Will Hank buy the new Nikes?
You should say, ask Brian. The video. We'll talk about the video that came out, self-lacing shoes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, if you haven't seen the gymnast from UCLA online, her routine, which was scored a perfect 10, you can't believe it. It's been all over the place. I'm sure you've seen it.
It's so awesome. It's 90 seconds of pure joy and, I mean, an unbelievable move. I've never seen anything quite like it. And the gymnast, her name is Caitlin Ohashi, and she's 21. She's a senior at UCLA. She's from Seattle. The video was a competition on a Saturday, January 12th. And so, like, watching that was incredible. But her backstory is really amazing because she was actually on her way to the Olympics. She won the American Cup in 2013, defeating Simone Biles, who won the gold medal in 2016.
Right, yeah.
But in 2015, she just decided that the gymnastics was not making her happy anymore. You know, these kids, they go into these sports and it makes them so happy, but then they get to a level
where the pressure really builds.
This girl was performing with a fractured back and two torn shoulders.
Can you imagine?
Not to mention the physical injuries, but then she was kind of body shamed because coaches and audience members were saying that she was too big. She said, I was broken and she was completely unhappy. I hated myself. She talked about that in a video this past summer.
She's very muscular.
She's just adorable. So then she decided to go to a lower level. She just said, you know what? I'm not going to do this at this level anymore. I'm just going to go to college and I'm going to be on the gymnastics team and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And she said it let her step into her own individuality. And she's just incredible. She also is a writer. She blogs with a co-writer about athletes and body issues. And she's not the first time she went viral. Last year, she moonwalked in the middle of a routine, and it went crazy on the internet.
I didn't see that. Is that online someplace?
Yeah, find it.
Yeah, we'll put the routines. Okay. Like her original one you posted at WROR.com. I'll find that one and put it in that post, too.
She really has fantastic. Big smile that makes you feel good as soon as you look at it.
Oh,
and you know what else I like? She's got kind of like that late 80s, like short, like curly bob thing like Madonna had going on there.
I just loved her routine. She has like, she was inspired by Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation video. Yeah. And she put together all these songs like Proud Mary by from Tina Turner, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5, and The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson, and September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well,
everyone should start their day by watching this video because you will just literally bounce into the week.
And it'll make you feel really bad about yourself.
No, it won't. It will make you feel really you feel good great. About yourself.
It
will. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay, okay. I'll take your word for it. Okay, and speaking of great athletes, tonight the Celtics are going to be here on the radio. You should pay attention to this game because Jason Tatum is going to be wearing Hank's shoes.
The Adapt BB.
Yep. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. Hank thinks that his wife, Pam, is going to let him buy these new shoes.
Oh, yeah. I've got solid reasoning behind it, and I'll tell you why. Come
$350
on.
Bucks. Come on. You're pipe dream, man.
That's nothing.
Okay. So stand by. We got that coming up for you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, that, of course, is Billy Joel. The song's called Piano Man, and I'm sure you know by now, but Billy Joel, for the sixth consecutive year, is coming back to Boston. He'll be playing Fenway coming up this summer in September. And where are you going to get your tickets? Well, you can buy them starting tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, or you can win them right here. We have them.
Yeah.
Are we givers or are we givers?
I'd like to win them.
Okay. Coming up again today, every weekday while you work, listen right here, WROR.
It's such a great concert. I've never been, but I was outside of it at Fenway. No, listen. I know that's crazy, but it's... But just to listen outside of Fenway to the, it was, I can't imagine what it's
You're
like inside.
Really cheap.
No, I yes. Yes,
okay,
I am.
Yes is a bad. Okay, full details, WRR.com. Okay, now there's, and speaking of, you know, sports venues, this would be a good night to be at the Garden because Jason Tatum is going to be wearing Hank's new sneakers for the first time ever. And it's because Nike has come out with these sneakers, self-lacing sneakers.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's the Nike Adapt BB. Brian Bell turned me on to those, and I looked at them yesterday. It's a self-lacing Nike. Really, the concept basically came from Back to the Future.
Well, actually, we have a clip of Jason Tatum trying them on for the first time.
Yeah, let's hear that, okay?
Power laces, all right.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, my god.
Yeah, Marty McFly had some, you know, in the future, but it's now the past.
Yes, I know. Isn't that sad? Mm.
So they have this new power lacing system where you put your foot into the shoe and using an app on your phone or two buttons on the side of this Nike Adapt BB, it automatically ties the shoe at the right pressure. And you can adjust it from the app or the shoe depending upon how tight you want it, what you're going to be doing with it.
Finally.
And I want them.
Finally,
you really need
a sneaker that I can tie with an app.
Right.
It's
the height of laziness.
No, it's not. Totally innovative, and it's really, and I don't like sneakers because it indicates that I have to, like, walk or run. But these are really actually cool.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's purely medical, Lauren.
Oh, geez.
Right. Okay,
because
well,
I broke my ankle, and I'm rehabbing from the broken ankle, and the Crocs just won't do it.
That's true.
You know, I've met a lot of pushback on the Crocs socially.
You're quite an upgrade, though, from a $5 pair of hand-me-down Crocs to $350 sneakers.
You think your wife is going to let you get away with this?
Orthopedically, she will.
Yes.
Orthopedically
really?
Speaking.
Yes, okay. Because the one
foot
thing
care.
My wife is willing to pay bust-out retail for.
Shoes, right?
She's got this, like, messed-up little toe.
Oh, my God.
We call it special toe.
You're talking to a lot of people.
So she needs special footwear.
Yeah, okay, the freak toe. Yeah.
Coming back from a broken ankle,
okay,
and the fact that I'm a little chubby and my foot doesn't bend that well and it's tough for me to tie my shoes, these are the perfect footwear.
But don't you think it'd be a little embarrassing if somebody says, hey, your shoe's untied. Yeah, I know, man, but I can't find my phone.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, really, seriously.
So $350, the only thing is I might have to give up my Goodwill budget.
That's cheap.
Well, that's tough. That's tough. And speaking
I wonder
of sports,
if I'll be able to touch the rim.
No.
Hey, the Celtics looked to snap their three-game losing streak tonight. That was mean.
Jeez.
They'll have to do it against the first-place Raptors at the Garden pregame 7:30 right here on 105.7 WROR. Some reports surfacing about a possible division in the Celtics locker room. Bruins on the road tonight against the Flyers. Patriots 4 days away from their AFC Championship matchup in Kansas City against the league's top quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, whose father, by the way, also named Patrick, pitched for the Red Sox in 1996.
Get out
Sports
of town.
Is brought to you by SBLI.
Well, thank you very much, Hamster.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays.
80s and more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So I would imagine you've seen the Tom Brady, I am the fire video by now. Which you gotta admit is kind of weird, but if you put it and to music and turn it into a song, it kind of makes sense.
I am the river. I am the fire.
Belichick, Brady, Bob Kraft, Game Day, Edelman, Welker, Fox, Moreau, Wilfork, Brewski, Lawton, Gronkowski, Deflate Gate, Spygate, True Bledsoe, Manning's Tough Rule, Greatest Show on. Champions XXXPI all the way to LI. 01, 03, 04, 14. Don't mention those losses to Eli.
Tom Brady is the fire.
There you go.
All hands are spinning because he's always winning.
Sony, Michelle, Bill, Dorsett haven't won it all just yet. Patterson, Trey, Flowers, White, Brown, whoever's left. Hogan, please don't drop no more. We can't take it anymore. New England needs another ring. TB12, let's do your thing.
Tom Brady is the fire. Tom Brady is the GOAT. Hall of Fame on the first vote.
I am the fire.
There you go.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Apparently, we have a dilemma this morning. So,
yeah.
What did you do this
Oftentimes, morning? I find myself asking to myself, am I a bad person? Because, you know, you like go through the day and usually, you know, you hold the door open and things like that and you're a nice person. But sure. Sometimes I find myself in tricky situations. And recently I had this question because, now tell me. Okay, so actually my husband and I are in a Dunkin' Donuts on a cold morning and we're sitting inside the Dunkin' Donuts because it's cold and we had to wait for an appointment. So we're watching into people and we're talking and we're, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're watching this dad struggle with his family in a minivan, you know, getting the donuts for the kids and getting everybody settled and handing the coffee.
So he'd come into the
store. He'd come into the Dunkin' Donuts and then left with his tray full of stuff. And we're watching him get into the minivan and the kids are like grabbing at the bagels and the donuts and the wife's grabbing her coffee and he puts his coffee on top of the minivan. And so... And so now I looked at that and I said to my husband, I'm like, I have a feeling he's going to forget that. Now, at this point, I could have probably gone outside and maybe said, don't forget that's on your the top of your car.
Probably.
But it was cold. The car was kind of far away. And I wasn't sure that he was going to forget. But what I did was I ended up just watching him get in the car.
Beat the cup.
And leave the cup on the top and drive away. And I'm wondering,
did it fly right off or did it stay for a while?
Is that bad? I at one point I just turned away because I just was like,
you didn't want to know.
Ashamed.
Right?
Ashamed.
I think I was ashamed. I think about it. The reason I'm asking, is that bad? I think about it a lot. I think about it like as the test of my moral compass. Like a good and decent person would have gotten up and waved and been like, eh, or even just gesture, a gesture. But I did nothing. I actually kind of laughed. But not
bad.
Like in a ha-ha-ha way, but in a sort of like nervous, like, oh my God.
Hey, watch this. This is going to be good,
But I'm just wondering.
Okay, 617-931-1057. Is that bad?
Do you think it's bad?
Well, I mean, it could have been worse.
What could have been worse? Well, I mean, left all the donuts and the kids didn't get...
No, the kid was on the roof.
That would have been worse. Good point, yes.
I think it would have been bad if you were outside watching. Like, if you were in the car next to him and watching it. You were far enough away that I think... I don't know that you would have made it to him. Like, you would have had to run through a Dunkin' Donuts. That would have been weird.
But really not even to put any effort in.
But yeah, so where's the balance between
effort?
Some effort and...
Yeah.
I'll tell you where the balance is.
Okay.
When he drove off with the coffee on the roof, did you and Dave look at each other and laugh?
We didn't laugh. We looked at each other and nervously and thought, I think we're bad people. That's what we did.
You know, I think that answers the question.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
People are very judgy.
Well.
Okay, good morning.
Hi, good morning. That's pretty bad.
Oh,
okay.
And so the only reason why I say that is because you consciously thought of it. So if you got in your car and you saw it and you're like, oh, crap, I should have said something. Like, you know, I didn't notice it.
Right.
But you noticed it.
I watched it unfold, actually.
Right. So that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, so far, I might be a bad person.
To be honest, so far it's pretty unanimous.
I don't think you're a bad person.
Oh, trust us, she's a bad person.
It was my bad behavior. All right, I'll take it.
Hoping it wasn't his elderly mother's coffee.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Stephanie's online. Okay, Stephanie, what do you say?
I just think that if there's something you would have wanted someone to help you out, if you could reverse the situation and you would have wished someone said something to you, you probably should have done something.
That's a good way to look at it. You must be a nice person.
Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
Well,
have a great day today.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, is everybody ready for Men for Maine?
Yeah.
Okay, Men for Maine today is being brought by this an email request. Men for Maine being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' go-tos. A great deal for $2, $4, or $5. 2 egg and cheese wraps, $2. 2 bagels with cream cheese, $4. And 2 bacon, egg, and cheese croissants, $5. American runs on Dunkin'. This is a limited time offer. And here we go with Men for Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ethos are walking to Bangor Hardware and Lingerie Outlet when they spot something in the middle of the sidewalk, and we hear...
Well, hey, Lem.
Yeah?
What's that big brown gooey thing in the middle of the sidewalk?
Ooh, let me check. Looks like dog poop.
Are you sure?
Smells like dog poop.
Well, are you positive?
Yeah. And it tastes like dog poop, too.
Well, it must be dog poop, then.
Well, it's a good thing I checked.
You got that right.
We could have stepped in there.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
80s and more. 105.7 WRR, Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive. And just in case you were wondering, yes, we're talking romance on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And boy, are we the ones to talk about romance.
Let me just take this from you guys.
Okay,
please. So Brian Bell has been talking about, you know, romantic places because your wife's birthday is coming up.
Birthday getaway. And, you know,
birthday getaway.
Valentine's Day is coming up,
right,
so other people
exactly.
Might
people,
be
the pressure's on everybody, you know, always, I think. So Travel and Leisure comes out with a list of the most romantic places in each of the U.S. states. And they couldn't be more wrong, ever.
Well,
I mean,
no,
it's just, I can't
even.
Perhaps
it all depends on your definition of romance.
Well, okay, all right, so apparently Travel and Leisure's definition of romantic is being inside a windowless space that echoes with screaming children around.
Oh,
where would that
yeah.
be? In Massachusetts? The Maparium?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's their choice?
That's their choice of all places in all of Massachusetts.
So, Travel and Leisure, you suspect.
I mean, the Maparium? Have you ever been to the Maparium?
Yeah.
And like, for what, 5 seconds? And you're like, all right, done.
That's good.
Sure is echoey in here.
It is very echoey.
Yeah. Hello, hello,
if you
wanna, hello.
You know,
hello,
you must be in love with yourself. You can just hear yourself over and over again. If you're a narcissist, it's the most romantic place in the world. Okay, so then I was like, well, if it's like, this is Massachusetts. Let's see the other places.
Okay.
Like locally. That we, you
okay,
know,
okay. What'd you find?
Okay. In Rhode Island, it's a Mohegan Bluff, and that is on Block Island.
Oh.
I've never been to Block Island, but I guess Block Island is nice.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And anything that says Bluff, Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, beautiful.
Wally Brine took me there once, and it was very romantic.
In Maine, it's the Isle of
Isle of Hote.
Isle of Hote.
Is that cool? I've never been
so
there.
So it's got a population of 73 people, so no one can hear you scream. Yeah. I've been in New Jersey. My husband's from New Jersey, so I feel like I'm like, I know New Jersey.
I know what it is in New Hampshire.
What's in
New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah, exactly. New Hampshire's the castle place.
The ice castles.
Which, fine, but again, the children factor. What is romantic about that?
It's interesting to see, but you wouldn't want to be romantic.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to pop the question.
My hands are all getting cold.
It's like it's a tourist thing that they make with a hose out back. I mean,
you know, you're right about that.
New Jersey, the passion puddle. Okay.
That
I mean, you can probably get Hep C.
No comment.
No comment.
It's at Rutgers.
Didn't they shut that down?
I'll say one thing that I know really. Florida, they got right. And I only know this because of the most romantic person in the world goes there. Wally Brine, and he a place called Little Palm Island in Florida is the most romantic place, and I think it's the most expensive place in Florida. But all right, you're about to say something gross, and
oh no,
I know
we're not going to say it.
Oh no, I don't ever say that out loud.
No, no,
that's why. Oh my god,
no wonder Wally loved it.
I know. You guys wrote the article.
I think I got it.
Okay,
you guys are pigs.
Hey, how much is a room?
Why, thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, up. Let's get to it.
Okay, I have some Ben and Affleck and Matt Damon news. But before we get to that, I want to talk about something that is really personal to me, and this is brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. Giada De Laurentiis and the way she pronounces things. Italian things. Have you ever watched the Food Network and you get your pasta with the side of overpronunciation? Here you go. Listen to it.
Bruschetta with shrimp, tarragon, and arugula.
We want to flavor the topping for the bruschetta, the creamy component. Half a cup of mascarpone cheese. Oh. So just top the bruschetta.
Oh. Bruschetta.
It makes me crazy.
Well, why?
Because it's ridiculous and it's an overpronunciation and nobody says it that way.
Italy.
Okay, I've been to Italy and nobody talks like that. Well, but
the weird way is how she goes into it just on those words. It's like Alex Trebek saying an answer on Jeopardy.
Right. It's bizarro. Well, leave it to my favorite, Ellen DeGeneres, who was cooking with Giada the other day on her show, to call her out on it. And this is what happened.
So it works just as well in water
but
and not
pan
like
pasta,
that.
Just short pasta. Yes, like penne. Penne.
Penne.
Penne?
Penne.
No,
like
it's
a pen. Like a quilt.
Penne? No one says penne. Can I have the penne pasta?
Yes. They don't say penne.
I'm going to have
what is penne?
I know, but then I corrected myself. I said penne, and then you went,
no, it's
penne.
Not penne. It's penne.
Penne?
No, not panini or anything like
penne.
That. Penne.
No one says penne.
They do in Italy.
Okay, but we're not in Italy. They say all kinds
but it's
of
an
things.
Italian dish, so shouldn't we say it properly? Like spaghetti, not spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
No, that's not what we should say.
Yes, it is, because we should pronounce it properly.
I'll take
when
the
you go to Italy,
you
should
take the spaghetti.
Oh, there you go. So thank you, Ellen. I appreciate it because somebody really needs to stop her in her tracks. I don't know. I don't think I'm alone here. If Ellen's bringing it up, it's always bothered me to the point where I love her food, Giada's food, but I can't make it because I have to take a stand on the overpronunciation.
You're
I feel
sick.
Better now.
You're
I feel
really
better
sick.
Now. Yeah. I know.
You have issues.
I do. I do. And you're so understanding
thank you.
Of them.
I think you just had too much fromage last night.
I know how you feel.
I know you know how I feel. If you only knew how I felt. Hey, you guys, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's new show called City on a Hill. It's going to start filming in the area, I think, next week. Next month, which is kind of next week anyway.
Which hill?
Well, it's going to be Charlestown, which I went to the other day. By the way, this is hilarious because it's a fictional drama centered on cops and criminals in the early 90s in Boston. And it's going to begin filming in Boston and then premiere later in 2019.
That ain't no fiction.
It stars Kevin Bacon as a corrupt but venerated FBI agent. And then Aldous Hodge
doesn't
is
sound like anything that could happen around here.
It's about like a family. They take on a family of armored car robbers from Charlestown. First of
this could never happen around
here. It's so changed. I went there the other day. because Dave and I were pretending that we were rich, and we went to an open house. Like, how do these people live? Let's go look. And I am telling you, Charlestown is the fanciest place.
It's gentrified.
It looks like a. It's like they took Beacon Hill and just plopped it right there.
Those are the toonies.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. They call them the toonies as opposed to the townies.
Oh, my God. It's fancy. I can't even imagine an armored
truck. Yeah, but townies hate them.
Living there. Do they? Are there any townies left? I don't
think. If you go down Rutherford Ave.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know. So that's happening. It's going to start a bunch of people, too, like Jonathan Tucker, who's local. You know him, Hank, right?
Yes.
And then Kevin Chapman's going to be in it, too. And he's a great guy as well.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
This is all for Sony Michelle and the big game coming up in Kansas City this coming weekend.
Here he comes now. Hey, it's Sony, Sony.
Here's to Michelle. Runs up the middle. Turning forward. Into the end zone.
Block him down. Spin around. Come on, Sony.
Penguins right to the 5. To the pylon. Diving. Touchdown.
Hey, he loves to run on a field all right now.
Driving his way. Into the end zone.
Go Pats!
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays. 80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, indeed, it is game time here on the Lauren and Wally Show this morning. And our player is an insurance underwriter who is from Hampton, New Hampshire. His name is Sean Toomey. He's on the line with us right now. Welcome to the show and good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Are
you
for now. For now.
He's getting extremely cocky. So, Sean, are you feeling confident this morning?
I absolutely am.
Okay. All right. Challenge accepted, sir.
Very good. You know what's going to happen, don't you, Sean?
I sure do. I listen every morning.
Okay. Well, you're going to have 60 seconds. We got 10 questions. You get them all right. Bingo. You got it. Remember, pass at any time. Save time to come back and pick up the ones you passed on. Everybody's ready to play, so let's get this party started. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 5 times 4?
20.
What is known as the red planet?
The red what?
Planet.
Oh, Mars.
True or false, The Bodyguard is the best-selling soundtrack of all time.
True.
Which river is dammed by the Hoover Dam?
Pass.
What tree gives us prunes?
A prune tree.
In what month did Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans?
September.
Who was America's first woman in space?
Pass.
What is an aubergine also known as?
Pass.
Who is Melanie Griffith's mother?
Tippi Hedren.
Where would you most likely find a spinnaker?
In a restaurant.
Which river is dammed by the Hoover Dam?
Pass.
Okay, well, who was America's first woman in space?
Sally Ride.
Okay, Sean, I give it to him. Okay, Sean, I had you down.
I liked your calmness.
4 correct, 4 wrong, and 3 passes on this whole thing. Okay, so go ahead and bring us up to speed.
Okay. The river dammed by the Hoover Dam is the Colorado River.
Damn.
The tree that gives us prunes, this is a tricky question. Okay. It's a plum tree.
A plum tree.
Oh.
Yeah,
Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in August. Sally Kay Ride was the America's first woman in space. An aubergine is also known as an eggplant. And you'd mostly find a spinnaker in a sailboat.
Okay.
On a sailboat.
But there are no tears. There are no tears at this party,
no,
Sean, because you have a fabulous consolation.
We do.
Us. Yeah, I think you're really going to like this. You're going to see that legendary concert. A pair of tickets to see The Who.
See, I did you a favor.
Okay. The Who. It's the Moving
fabulous.
On Tour. Friday, September the 13th at Fenway Park. It's going to be a summertime show. It will be fantastic. Tickets go on sale a week from tomorrow. It's the 24th at 10 a.m. You have your tickets. By the way, anybody wants info on this, go to redsox.com/The Who for more information. You can also log on to WRO.
Easy to get $1,000. It's very hard to get Who.
That's
tickets.
Right. That's right.
See, hey, Sean, I love the spinnaker restaurant at the top of the Hyatt, too. That was awesome.
That was good. That was a good place. Yeah, that was a good old days. Okay. Listen, have yourself a great day. Thanks for playing
great
the game.
Job,
okay?
Great job.
Thank you so much. You greatly bet. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a great day. Anybody else? You think you got what it takes? You want to play the game? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com. Okay. Get a load of this. This is creepy. It's up in Maine. And, hey, what's the name of that river up there in Westbrook, Hank? Is that the...
It's not the Penobscot.
It's the Presumpscot.
Presumpscot.
It's a UFO. It's a UFO
it is.
In Maine.
Yeah.
Unidentified floating objects.
Ah.
Really? No, seriously.
My mother used to live in Westbrook, Maine as a kid.
We think that aliens have landed up there because...
I think it's beautiful.
It's a disc.
Yeah.
What's it look like? Maybe it looks
like the moon.
Looks like it's like 100 yards diameter on the thing, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's right in the middle of the river.
It's perfectly round. It's
completely perfect. Symmetrical, round, and it's spinning very slowly.
Counterclockwise.
Rotating in the river.
It's the devil.
Or it's from Australia.
Yeah. They say it looks like a floating frozen crop circle.
Or a cropsicle.
Yes, a cropsicle.
A cropsicle.
A cropsicle.
A cropsicle.
Okay. And it's like a merry-go-round for the birds. The birds will just sit in.
Ducks are sitting on it.
Yeah, it's so...
The people are saying that, you know, they think it's some kind of alien force that's causing all this, but the British have an explanation for the whole thing.
Of course they do.
Of course, because this has happened in Britain before.
They think people in Maine are crazy.
And right. Sweden, too.
And it's what?
It's happened in Sweden, too.
That's really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Swedish fish love this river.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind, eh?
So it's happening at this bend in the river where there's kind of a natural eddy where it makes a circular current.
Eddy?
An eddy.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
It's from my kayaking days.
Oh, okay.
There's like a little eddy in the river where it spins, and you know, so the ice starts to form, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And now it's just this huge.
It's like a rotating football field of ice that's perfectly round. It's gorgeous. I'm posting it at WROR.com.
Okay, really, you got
to
check it out.
I would
it's
like
amazing.
To get to it and like skate on it.
You know, I was going to say, I would love I to sit can. On it at
yeah.
some point.
Well, the ducks are sitting really on it, cold. Riding around all
right.
the time.
Yeah.
It's really, I just want to say, it's really beautiful, too,
yeah.
especially when, like, from a sort of, you know, aerial view, it looks like the moon.
Yeah.
It's very really pretty.
I hope it's not there in August when I go on vacation.
That's probably, that would be a bad
it might
time.
Be.
That,
it is Maine.
Then it would be aliens if it were in August.
And the water is cold.
Yep.
But speaking of the ice and everything, the ice in Kansas City this weekend for the Patriots is going to be, it could be the coldest game ever played in the NFL coming up this weekend. And there's kind of a weird thing that's happening that I think there's some kind of a plan afoot that to throw the Patriots under the bus.
Really?
You haven't heard about this?
No, I have not.
Okay, everybody. I want you to stand by because this is important. There's a conspiracy in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy against the Patriots this weekend. Have you heard the scoop?
No.
Okay. First of all, the National Weather Service says this could potentially be the coldest game in NFL history coming up this weekend. It's definitely going to be somewhere between 5 below and 10 above. But it's going to have to be, you know, they have to play like 5, 6 below to be the coldest in history. But it's going to be a very, very cold game.
Okay. It's going to be cold.
Got it. Okay. Because the polar vortex is moving into Kansas City.
Yep.
Okay. The polar vortex is moving in. Now, you know what happens when it gets cold? The balls shrink. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know, it's an air pressure thing. And we all remember Deflategate. Remember Deflategate?
Yes.
Okay. Does the name Cleet Blakeman mean anything to anyone?
Oh God, is he the ref?
He's the ref.
Oh, boy.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes. Cleet Blakeman is the ref who started the Deflategate thing in the Indianapolis game. And he is going to be one of the officials in Kansas City this weekend.
That's wrong that they Lee would allow that.
I think so, too.
Really? Why? Like, because he's just biased?
Yeah. Well, no, just because he was at the center of that controversy.
Huge controversy.
So he shouldn't be able to.
You would think that they would put somebody else there.
Right.
One would think, wouldn't one?
His name is Cleet.
Yeah, yeah. Cleet.
Sports thing.
Sports, that's a sports thing. Yeah. You know, like,
that is quite a burden.
He's got a brother named Spike.
Yeah, he wasn't born Cleet. He was born Spike. They just call him Cleet for fun. Yeah,
okay, well, feel sorry for him a little bit.
Okay. Just thought I'd let you know about that, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So, it's less than a month till Valentine's Day, and so we're talking about, better start thinking about that. And LBF says she's run across the perfect gift, and it's a substitute for flowers for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because, you know, flowers, candy, flowers die. Flowers are expensive, but you want a bouquet of something awesome. So why not combine them and have a bouquet of candy? And Walmart is selling bouquets of candy, which include... And it's $45, worth every penny.
Wow.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup bouquet, a Twizzler bouquet, a Baby Ruth bouquet. I don't love Baby Ruths, but that's just me. Kit Kat bouquet. That's actually, the Baby Ruths are a little more expensive, $65. M&M's. Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, those are fancy.
Those are fancy. And I mean, that's a pretty good way to celebrate Valentine's Day and not do the... sort of, I don't know.
Overpriced flowers.
Yeah.
My wife and I don't really do the Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah, you're like totally not a Valentine's
Day. But when I saw a bouquet of
candy,
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I could get on board with that.
And it's something you could send. Like, I think, too, I don't usually send flowers to Dave. I don't know if wives send flowers to husbands. Like, I'll get him a card.
You're going to get him a card this year.
I'm super good at Valentine's Day. I just want to say that I'm awesome because what I usually do, and it's not really a surprise, but the first year it was, is I go to iParty and I blow up a bunch of red and pink balloons.
Well, you see, there's a helium shortage right now.
Whatever.
So that's not really
and
the
then
best
I
thing to do.
Fill my living room with it. And then I surprise him with his favorite candy and a card, and usually he's on a business trip and coming home.
See, it's all in the packaging. Now, are these packaged in, like, in 12, like a bouquet of 12? Is it a dozen, or could you buy, like, a dozen and...
It's $45, so I'm thinking it's pretty
expensive. It's more than a dozen.
Have six for yourself and then still give the six.
I see what you're saying, Ang.
Without your partner knowing that you had six.
That says a lot about you. They're more than 12, for sure.
If your significant other is on a diet, you could substitute with one of those bouquets from Incredible Edibles or someplace like that.
That would be awful.
That would be awful.
So you know...
I like the pineapple flowers.
Don't ever not get somebody like something for Valentine's Day that involves candy because they may be on a diet.
But that's the thing. Like, Valentine's Day comes right after, you know, New
Year's
Eve.
Right after the
at that
resolution.
Point, we're starving.
You've given it up by then?
Yes, we're starving and we want some candy.
Give me some candy!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.